a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Horse for Gores happened yesterday, which was absolutely beautiful at the Eastern Park barbecue area there in the gardens, and glorious, right? So many dogs. I think I patted about 30, 40 dogs.
Yeah, cool.
And I was loving life. And a lot of the money, all the money was raised for Gores, who do amazing work, but you can still kind of donate as well anytime if you're like, oh yeah, I forgot to donate for that, whatever. Yeah. But yesterday, part of yesterday was not only patting all the dogs and all that, meeting all the wonderful owners.
Did you get lots of people bringing their dogs to your patting booth?
I took my patting booth on a walk.
Oh,
because
cool.
Because people like came over or whatever, and then I decided, you know, because we had little treats from APGO too.
Cool.
And so I was like, treats for pats.
Nice. Yes.
And I was feeding all the treats. So it was great. But they had Paws for Gores tattoos.
Right? Okay, yeah.
And you know me, I'm a clean skin.
Yeah.
Right? But I've always wanted a tat, but I just don't think I can get one. Because I am like, yeah, I totally love these pants. I'm going to buy these pants and wear these pants, and then I wear them, and then I'm like, I don't know if these pants are really me. And then I think about the pants, you know. And so you can imagine that with a tattoo, right?
Yeah.
I just can't commit.
Well, don't get pants tattooed on you.
Well, yeah, I mean, right? So anyway, you saw it this morning. It says Paws for Gores.
Yeah.
And it's a little tat, and it's on my hand. It's still going strong.
Yeah.
Day 24 hours later. Now, I put it on with, because it says Paws for Gores, and it's on the back of my hand, if I am looking down at my hand, it's upside down to me. But if you're looking at it, it's the right way for you.
That's right.
And it got me thinking, this is something I don't know because I don't have tats. When you get a tat, do you get it so that you're looking at it the right way, or so that it's the right way up to the world?
The world.
Really?
Well, otherwise you get everything upside down.
Yeah, I know, but I'm looking at it upside down for me, and I'm like, that's really annoying. I want to see what it looks like. So I was like moving my hand around and trying to see, oh, cool, that's what it looks like.
Have you heard of a mirror?
Yeah, but then it's inverted as well.
Yeah, but at least it's right way up, and then you get to see it. Do
no,
you know
I,
what I mean?
No, yeah, I know, but... See, I don't understand. Why wouldn't, if the tat's for me, why wouldn't I want the tat facing me so I could see it?
Honestly.
Is that a dumb question,
I have no real good argument for it. So go ahead and get them all tattooed so that when you look down at your body from your, like, chin height.
Yeah.
You can see all your tattoos the right way up and everybody else will just see them upside down.
Okay,
go
all right.
For it.
5223 2955. No, does anyone out there have a tattoo that is facing the right way for their eyes and the wrong way to the world? Because that doesn't seem such a stupid thing.
Look, again, I don't have a really good logical argument for it except that...
Because I want to enjoy it.
It looks
for me.
Dumb. It'll look dumb. If you have a tattoo that's upside down so you can see it right way up. No, I guarantee you no one will call. No one's calling.
Okay, all right. Is there a tattoo artist out there who has done one of these tats for someone before?
No.
I'm really surprised by that. Maybe this is a sign that I should never be tatted.
Absolutely.
Because I'd come to you and be like, look at my tat. Look, it says this. And you're like, "What? It's upside down." And I'm like, no, but it's the right way for me.
There are people out there with some very dumb tattoos, but I don't know if they're that dumb. Like, I think that's like next level stupid.
No, it's not. It's all in the eye of the beholder, and I am beholding these eyes.
Yeah, from the top down.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
And you're like, no one does tattoos upside down.
Because it'll look dumb.
It looks dumb. But I'm like, but the tattoos are for me. So wouldn't I do them that way?
I don't know. Let's ask Abby from Herne Hill. Morning, Abs.
Good morning. How are we?
Thank you. Do you have any upside down tattoos that look right way up when you look down at yourself?
I can't say I do. And I know a lot of people with tattoos, and a lot of them, majority of them don't. But my brother, he used to live in a house with like one of those pin code door locks.
Yeah.
And he had a tattoo gun at home, and you know, like Tom said, it's for dumb people. And so on his foot he tattooed the code of his door.
Amazing.
And it's like the right way up for him because then he can read it.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. See, that's functional.
So then
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Bit of a moment in the Lewis household last night.
Yeah.
enrolled Indy in school next year.
It is happening.
Put in the application.
It is happening. How long is the application?
So I was like, oh yeah, no worries. I'll get on the couch and we'll watch. We had last episode of Yellow Jackets to watch, season two. And so I was like, yeah, cool, watch that. And I got totally absorbed with the show. Then got to, it was like 20 past nine. And I was like, oh God. Or even half nine once it was finished. I was like, oh God, I've got to work tomorrow. I'm supposed to do that application. All right, well, I'll jump online and I'll just whack it through because I had all the ID organised. And my goodness, fine tooth comb. Hello.
Baby driver's license. They need a copy of that.
Exactly. Yeah, basically. And also, like, well, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, 20 to 11, I finished.
What?
An hour and 20 minutes or an hour and 10 minutes sitting there. And then, you know, you get to the end of like a big application, then it's like missing fields.
Oh, my God.
And so you go back to the page that it says the missing fields are on, and then I couldn't work out. And I just said to Carly, I was like, can you have a look at these pages and tell me what I've missed here? Because as far as I'm concerned, everything's filled out. Carly, very smart detective, worked out that I'd put the landline numbers that were relevant in with the brackets and an 03, and it didn't like that.
No brackets.
No brackets here.
I was going to say, it's always a woman in your life that you then have to annoy to be like, what is it? Like, do I have to sign anything today? How many documents do I have to sign today? That's what I want to know.
Well, I was you. You don't have to sign anything.
Okay, good. It's all right.
If you just do it right the first time.
Oh, don't you even.
But... I said to Callie, I was like, I would hate for her not to get into this school because her dad was not smart enough to work out the application form.
Well, they know now.
No, they don't now. They don't know. My kid could be anyone. She doesn't want to associate with me. But anyway, so that was...
So no brackets.
Huge. No brackets.
That was the test. You got there with Carly as well.
Yes, yeah. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Friday night was a practice match down here at GMHBA Stadium. I don't bring it up just because the Cats beat the Bombers.
Hey, I was just glad it wasn't a 10-goal loss, to be honest.
Yeah, good game from all reports.
Yes, that is not the... So I'm not bringing it up to gloat. I want to bring it up because I got to sit, amongst a lot of other people, in the new Joel Selwood stand.
Oh, it wasn't just you?
No.
The whole stand was empty except for you?
No, it was not. They opened up Friday night the new Joel Selwood stand and the Brownlow stand, the one on the wing where the coach's box interchange areas. Then the rest of the ground was closed because they had to save on staff costs and everything like that.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah?
Really impressive. So 2 weeks' time, Geelong play St Kilda down here on Saturday night, first game of the season. It's going to look sensational with a packed house. It completes the oval really well. The big, big winner, the favourite. So all the fans have got in and they've realised, the people were out there saying, you're allowed to sit in the Joel Selwood stand. Just make your way around the concourse.
Cool.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, let's give this a go.
Yeah.
So people started sitting in the seats. Up, let's call it the forward pocket, but back a bit, Moorabool Street side of the ground has been left as standing room. Traditional standing room, though, you know, not just at the back of the seats.
Yeah.
It's actually out in the seats. The metal bars are there where you can kind of lean on the bars and not fall over.
Yeah.
As soon as a lot of people realised that there was this good standing room.
Yeah.
They almost ran to it.
Wow. It was nostalgic as, right?
Oh, they went straight to the bar, grabbed a beer and headed to the standing room and just leant.
Yeah.
And just took in the footy and it was brilliant.
Nice.
So such a good vibe. I ended up sitting just behind the goals. My kids, led by Henry, of course, realised that they could go down, sit next to the cheer squad and basically take over those big pom-pom waver things.
Yeah.
So I had all my kids as part of the cheer squad. Yeah, I don't know
if normal kids get that sort of, I don't know if that sort of access. There were some kids there that were there sort of, you know, as a bit of a... bit of a treat for them, and they got shuffled off to off to the wing.
You
so
can
that,
no longer
so
hold
the,
this
sorry,
Tom.
Camp Cameronling's coming through.
Yeah. It's not true. No, they did get some special treatment. Yeah, yeah. That's fair to say. Blair.
Did you take the milk crate that you used to stand on when you were a boy at Cadinia Park?
Would have loved to.
In the standing area?
Yeah, I was teaching my kids out there, like, why is there standing room? And I said, that whole wing used to be all standing room. And when I very, very first went with granddad, their granddad, I went to standing room. Yeah. And you had to stand on it. It wasn't a milk crate, but it was a little box, like a little wooden box that dad would take along.
Whatever they invented before milk. There's a box for that.
Yeah.
But it was a really nice night. The stand is fantastic. Fantastic.
No. So, good seats?
Yeah, they were good seats. Yeah. Obviously, we won't be sitting in those once the season starts.
No, I meant like comfortable seats.
Oh, they're standard, you know.
Yeah,
the
standard bucket seats, yeah.
But compliments the Charles Brownlow stand, the most recent one as well, so fits nicely. And
And then you've got the one on the wing, the Moorabool Street side now, that stands out as the one that doesn't quite connect up.
Mm.
Maybe we could do something with that.
Well, keep innovating. Thanks for the review. Look forward to seeing it ourselves, mate.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
I like a stern reply. They write it passively. It's meant aggressively. Mean comments in disguise. Restaurant review replies.
You got to do these when they come up because they don't happen often. And we're going to Manchester for this one, and I don't really know how to do the accent. Is it Ringo Starr? Is that the Manchester?
Well, they are from Liverpool, but that's okay.
Oh, that's Scouse then. Nah, anyway, so there's this hot spot there. Lucky Ramen and Sushi, right? And they've had a bit of a fight with a social media creator. And I'm going to get Lingy to help me with this one.
Okay.
Because, you know, I just feel like...
Oh, two-voicer. It's a two-voicer. It's a back and forth. Right? It's a back and forth. Okay.
But I'm going to start.
Strap
so
me
basically,
in.
This they got a DM from an influencer that said, hey, do you want to collab? Because me and my partner are down. It's short notice, but I'm in Manchester tomorrow. We're looking for somewhere at a brunch. Would you be open for a collab with me for a post on my story and page? I.e., can we come and eat for free? And I will post about it, and that's cool, yeah?
Is that how they get it? Like, rather than be like, can you give me a free meal? They say, would you like to collab?
Would you like to collab?
On a post.
So they have screenshotted this, Lucky Ramen and Sushi. They've screenshotted this and their reply online. And they've... attached to the message, they've said, really? Oh, what a surprise. Another thrilling DM from a blue tick superstar asking for a free feast in exchange for an Insta post. Because, you know, exposure pays the bills. We're just thrilled that you appreciate our food. But, hey, we appreciate paying customers even more. Then it continues. Amazing. Love this so much. Right? Then deserves more than a standing ovation. Total game changer. We're rolling out the red carpet for all the free meals you desire. And that's not all. Our chefs are ready to part ways with their Crocs and Birkenstocks, throwing them as an extra bonus for your tender love and labour. Even my dad's Medal of Honour from the Japan War is up for grabs. He's feeling generous, the old geezer, and he's even contemplating wheeling in his new eco-friendly hybrid wheelchair for you.
What is going on?
Just hit us up with another DM. Let us know when you're swinging by to collect your well-deserved goodies, and don't forget to leave a glowing 5-star review on both Google and TripAdvisor. We appreciate your understanding. Once again, sorry for the inconvenience we caused. Bon appetit and arigato the F out of here.
Oh,
Team
what?
Lucky. Uninfluencer, no blue tick.
Wow.
What?
That is passo aggresso of a whole new level.
Yeah.
Was that from the restaurant?
That was from the restaurant.
Okay, I was 100% sure.
Then the reply comes from the influencer. And this is where Cameron Ling steps up.
Am I going to try the accent?
Go on.
Personally, I think you're bang out of order. How dare you? I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah, please do.
How dare you try and expose us like that? What? So you think people like us don't deserve to eat for free?
What?
Just in case you didn't realise, we are doing our best to help and promote you for free.
Thank you.
We don't expect much. Just a free meal to compensate our time, labour, effort and positive energy that we are supplying you. The fact that you want to expose us influencers like that, we will not be coming by any time to support. Your food looks good, and we heard it's a great busy vibe, hence trying to support. But your arrogance makes me sick. Ha ha, very funny. You got a couple of giggles, but we're... There's a spelling error there. But we were the ones... No, who were the ones that are laughing? Maybe. We go where we want, eat what we want, and lastly, it's all for free. Who's laughing now?
Ooh, yes.
Does that, is that, is, when they, this has been posted, can you see the name of the
influencer?
You can't
see the name. Well. And so everyone now is saying, expose them. Yes. We want to know, we want to know. And they're like, no, we won't be exposing them, but we could at any point.
Oh, God.
Or they're not real and this is all a fake marketing stitch up.
Checkers. No, I don't want to live in that world.
Chestnut checkers, mate. Come on. Chestnut checkers.
I love a crap review. I like a stern reply. They write it passively. It's meant aggressively. Mean comments in disguise. Restaurant review reply.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So I've got a party coming up and I need your help. Right, you know me, I love a bit
to organise it?
Well, no. No, well played. Yeah, no, to be fair, that is valid given the fact that Cameron Ling organised my mate's Bucks party.
Mm.
And it went off very well, so I appreciate that.
Welcome.
I'll keep you up my sleeve for future sort of situations like that. No, this
Please
is...
Please don't.
I'm just a guest at this one.
Oh, nice.
But it is organised by someone with a background in event planning.
Okay, amazing.
And she's very accomplished, and it's her own 40th, and it's going to be an event.
Cool. Right? Okay. All right.
So
nice.
What do you need help with then?
Well, so her name's Lou, and she's having this party, and it's at a big venue. I can't tell you too much. I don't want to tell you too much.
Yeah, I was going to say, zip the lip a little.
It's at a big venue. Her name's Lou, and the party is called, it's her 40th, and it's called Lucella.
Oh, okay. So Coachella, yep. Luchella.
Got
okay.
the theme.
So yeah. Festival vibes.
Judchella? Is that what it was called? They did that? In Beck Judd and Co.
Brighton Home.
Yeah. That was at their house.
Yes.
They got a house big enough to host a festival, right?
Correct.
So we're not quite on that scale, but it's at another venue, but it's a big festival thing. And the vibe is Coachella vibe. So it's sort of, costumey festival wear.
Cool.
Like there's maybe DJs and food trucks and all that sort of.
Awesome.
Big party.
I love that.
How much fun, yeah?
Yeah.
But so Kalia and some of her girlfriends, they're all getting their costumes organized and there's like feather whatever and like, you know, fishnet whatever and all this, you know, tassels and stuff.
And you're feeling left out.
Well, no, I'm not. It's not that I'm not feeling part of it or anything.
He's feeling like he wants to be the center of the whole world.
The tastemaker.
No, absolutely not. But what I am feeling is because the girls are like, well, what about you can wear this or, you know, you should wear this or you're going to have to get like, you know.
Yeah.
So guaranteed not everybody at this party is going to be dressed festival wear style. Mm. So it's not going to be an across the board thing. It's encouraged, but you know that there's just going to be regular crew rocking up in jeans and t-shirts.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a bit of that vibe.
So there'll be a few of like me's of the world.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Except you're not invited.
No.
I'm sure you can come if you want. But so what I need from you guys is to just keep me in check.
Okay, there is one word that comes to mind with you.
What?
Restraint.
Mm.
Because what Tom normally does, and I've been to a few dress-up things with him, he always takes it to the next level.
Yeah, okay.
And so he's going to rock up in full Mardi Gras, you know, costume.
Mm.
Or what's the one in Brazil? Is it still Mardi Gras?
Carnival.
Carnival.
Mm.
With feathers and a full bikini thong, and you're going to be like, look at this, I'm amazing, which is great, but it's also not your event.
Yes,
no.
So
good
advice.
So you
can't make it about you. You just have to dial it down a little bit.
Don't try not to outshine the birthday girl.
Yeah.
Get in the spirit, have the fun,
because he'll rock up like Doja Cat with all red jewels all over him and be like, look at me, I'm amazing. And it's like, no, we get it. You're great.
Mm.
but you need restraint.
Maybe just matchy-matchy with Kalia a little bit. You could work in with her costume.
Complementary costumes. Yeah,
toned down so Kalia can shine and you can be complementary too.
Okay. I am quite the shy, retiring sort, you know. Yeah. I think
I'm going to let you handle this one, Log.
Yeah. No. Just remember that word, restraint.
Restraint, okay.
Yeah, and not in the form of you wearing restraint.
Well, that's what I was like.
Yeah, no.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We are talking about go-to orders that you've had your whole life.
Yes, 25 years after the fact, I went back to the Great Western and walked in there, bar meal with a couple of mates, and I looked through the menu and went the T-bone, the mushroom sauce, the mashed potato, and the veggies. It's what I'd done 25 years earlier when I was a trainee with Geelong basketball. My boss used to take me there two or three times a week. I'd go out every single time. Couldn't help myself. It was something about walking through those doors.
Yeah.
Just ordered the exact same thing. Did not even differ anything. Didn't think, oh, I'll try some chips and some salad this time. Exact same thing.
You always got to do it that way, the Western. Let's go to the phones. Travis from Teesdale. What do you always have to order your whole life long and never change from the menu?
Well, I love Mexican. So anything Mexican-y, love it.
Right. Anything Mexican. So, but when you go out for Mexican, do you always have to get the one order?
Yeah, my go-to is the beef tacos every time.
Right, yeah. Brilliant. Cool.
Got to go, yeah. Just have to.
Yeah, all right.
If I go like palmy, it's got to be the Mexican palmy if they've got a heap of different palmies.
Yeah.
You never thought of trying a bean taco or something?
Yeah, they're nice, but I'm more of a meat guy. I do get the bean one, but it's more of a meat guy.
Such a variety with tacos.
Stop saying taco.
That's what we're talking about.
Daddy L's in St. Albans Park. Do you have a lifelong standard order, a fallback that you always go to, mate?
Yeah, my partner Mark will never go past a steak sandwich, no matter where we go. Yeah. And he rates it higher if it comes with bacon and egg on it.
Well, it's got to. It has to come with bacon and egg.
That sounds delicious. I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah.
Steak sanger with the lot. Yum.
I don't know who this is on the phone, Thomas. Okay. They have just called through. Good morning. You're live. What's your name?
Mel.
G'day, Mel.
Hi, Mel.
What's your go-to order, mate?
My go-to order is Olo e Fungi. So chicken and mushroom with fettuccine sauce whenever I go to La Fogueta.
Oh! Yeah. Is that often? Time. I don't even remember the last time I went to La Fogueta.
There's not many of them around anymore.
Yeah. Do you go there trying to order something else, thinking, I'm going to look at the menu this time, or do you set?
I do, and my best friend always goes, oh, my God, I can't believe you're ordering that again.
I think that's still La Pochetta on Mallop Street here, isn't it?
Maybe,
Let's wrap it up with Sam in Norlane. Morning, mate, we got your back. Sorry, I hung up.
Hi, yes, I'm back. So good.
What's your go-to?
My go-to was ramen with chopped chicken at Three Pandas at Royal Children's Hospital.
Oh, okay. Why were you there so often? I feel bad.
My little one, he was born very early, so we spent 9 months at the Royal Children's. And pretty much whenever we went there, we walk in, the owner recognised us, and she's like, yep, got your order, just sit down.
Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful.
Yeah,
it was very sweet. Yeah.
Have you had it elsewhere since, or are you just sort of leave that?
No, just there. Yeah. And when we have to go back up for his appointments, everything like that, we go back there, always go back. She's always runs over, lining. Comes and sees our baby.
Silver lining. It's kind of like, I mean, you don't ever want to go to a hospital with a child, but while we're there, let's get some delicious ramen.
Have a delicious time.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6:00.